Across the country, there is increased scrutiny of police. Much of this is because of violence and killings by officers, but there are other crimes, such as when an officer embezzles money from their own police union, that are not as well known. WBUR has found that some recent thefts involving police in Massachusetts have not led to criminal charges and haven't always been made public. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning has more about what happens when police steal from their own.
Jury entering, all rise.
At the beginning of March, days before Massachusetts courts closed because of COVID-19, Somerville police officer Sean Clark faced a jury. Clark had been a police officer for 5 years when he was accused of embezzling more than $83,000. He had access to that money as treasurer of the Somerville Police Employees Association, the union that represents the city's cops. For more than a year, Clark drained the account that was filled with his fellow officers' union dues. His defense attorney said the 42-year-old was using the cash to fund his sports betting and pay off his bookie. The trial was quick, two witnesses, and the jury was back within a few hours.
What do you say, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
The judge handed down the sentence agreed to by prosecutors and the defense, 2 years probation. But then, nothing. The sentencing got no public attention. There was no press release or local news coverage. None of the agencies involved, not the Middlesex District Attorney or the City of Somerville or the Police Department, decided to publicly announce that a police officer had stolen money from his own union. WBUR only found out about the crimes after reviewing documents we requested, unrelated to this story, from the DA's office. The city says it was the district attorney's case. The DA's office said it lost track of the trial as its offices closed because of the pandemic. Embezzlement isn't murder or excessive force or another more shocking crime police can commit. But John Kleinig, a retired professor who focuses on police ethics at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, says policing must rely on public trust.
The problem, I think, with police is that they have an enormous amount of power. They're allowed to shoot people if necessary. And if you're going to give people that kind of power, you really want to know that these are people you can trust through and through.
Clark's scheme isn't the only one like it. Other local cases did make news. The former head of the state police union and its former lobbyist are currently under federal indictment for what prosecutors say is a 6-year kickback scheme. And just last month, a Methuen police officer got 3 years probation for stealing $82,000 from the union. But many cases with similar allegations don't ever lead to charges. In that trove of documents from the DA's office, WBUR found two other allegations of embezzlement where the officer left his job and avoided further investigation. In Burlington last year, the police union discovered money was missing in an account usually used for a police and fire golf tournament. The accused officer left the department. 6 miles down the road in Billerica, the acting president of the police union was accused of embezzlement. He gave the union a cashier's check for $36,000 and resigned, and he was never charged. The police chief in Billerica, Daniel Rosa, told WBUR the union didn't want to pursue charges. The chief said his ultimate goal was to get the officer out of the department. These quiet departures are a problem, some police experts say. It can allow officers and departments to escape accountability. And sometimes disgraced cops move on to another police department in another town or another state. Phil Stinson, a former cop turned criminologist, calls it the officer shuffle.
Police departments don't like to air their dirty laundry publicly. And frankly, once they've convince an officer to resign or actually involuntarily terminate an officer, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. They've removed the problem officer, and they really don't care where they go on to work.
The Billerica police chief, Rosa, said generally another department would call for a reference check, but he acknowledged there's no guarantee they would. An officer convicted of a felony, like Somerville's Sean Clark, wouldn't likely be able to work as a police officer again. Clark didn't want to talk to me. Neither did the Somerville Police Union president. Clark's defense attorney wrote in a sentencing memorandum that Clark is still well-liked and supported by the officers he stole from. He's since paid back $68,000 of the $82,000 he's accused of stealing. The defense attorney wrote that Clark's crime, while reprehensible, only involved union money and did not, quote, involve a violation of the public trust or his sworn duty as a police officer. Lee Adler, a defense attorney and law professor at Cornell University, called that claim outrageous.
Yikes. I would never, ever, ever write words like that in connection with a public official, a treasurer of a police union, in a community as important as Somerville, stealing money and say that doesn't violate either the public trust or your duties as a police officer.
Clark has quit gambling, his attorney said. His last bet was on the 2019 AFC Championship game between the Patriots and the Chiefs. The next day, union officials checked the balance on their bank account and discovered the missing money. Clark is still a police officer on unpaid leave. Somerville Police completed its own internal investigation after the trial, and it's expected soon that he'll be fired. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Germani.